This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Why did I get a free coffee first thing this morning from an actual shop near Radio 1? It put me in a really good mood for the rest of the day. Is someone going to risk their biggest weekend tickets to meet Craig David? Molly King is trying to force a new catchphrase on you, don't be fooled. And CBeebies, I don't want to beg, but please can me and Chris do the bedtime story? Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Oh, look, we're on. It's Thursday morning. Good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Chris is here.
Good morning.
We're ready to serve and entertain you.
We're here to serve. Now, whose catchphrase is that? We're here to serve. I think that's a supermarket, isn't it? Is that Wasda?
No, that's Roll Back the Prices, you idiot.
Or is that Here to Help? Either way, we're on.
Yeah, we are. I'm in such a good mood today. I feel awake. My house is tidy.
Did you tidy it?
Yeah. The bins that's have been put true. Out. Everything. I've got my legs out because it's going to be a sunny day, like Roisin just said, in pretty much all of the UK.
Do you know what? It's a bit awkward when you walked into the studio because I think you've gone a bit over the top with it.
I've got to be honest, at the moment, my hands are freezing. They're almost blue. But it's going to be like, we're reaching 18 today, guys, yeah? At the moment, I'm freezing. And on the way in, because, and here's another thing I feel in a good mood. I'm never early. I left well early for work this morning. Had time to go to a nearby coffee shop. I muttered to the man, Americano, please. And went to put my card down, because that still impresses me when it beeps.
You love that.
Contactless. And he was like, no, it's on the house.
Why?
And I was like, I went, why? And he was like, just to make your day better. And I was like, that's
right.
Amazing.
Well, I can tell you what's gone on there. So a certain coffee house, I know for a fact, the staff have discretion if they think you're fit to give you free things.
No, but someone who works on the show says that her friend gets free coffee. Like, is it one out of four times?
Yeah, because fit.
No, probably, but also because she's a bit ditzy, she's a bit scatty. She's like, oh, hang on, like, searches around in
her
bag.
Yeah, but is she fit? Because if you think about it,
she is
like,
fit.
That theory would ring true, and you'll probably like that even more, the fact that you've been served because you're good looking.
Yeah, but also the person...
It's not because of your intelligence, babe, is
no,
it?
No, I didn't say that. But what I'm saying is also, the person whose friend gets one out of four coffees free says, yes, sometimes it is because they think you're looking good today, but the other time it's because they feel sorry for you. Is that true?
Pity coffee.
Right, it's
well,
a pity
either way,
coffee.
Mate, cheers for bringing in the coffees for the team today.
No, they're not going to let
didn't
me...
Didn't happen.
They're not going to let... It did happen. It's there. I'm not going to bring in four.
That's for you.
Right.
Are you saying we share it?
Yes, if you want. I'm not going to bring in... He's not going to give me four, is he? Anyway, maybe I hung around and pretended to be on the phone for the bloke after who was getting served. Not free to him.
No?
No. But then he did have a croissant.
Scott Mills.
Me and Chris spent a real interesting day together yesterday involving a Christmas dinner with all the trimmings and going shopping, which is one of his least favourite things, especially for clothes.
Yeah, I needed a suit.
A lot happened.
You were going to help.
I did help.
Scott Mills.
Really enjoyed our day together yesterday, Chris.
Yeah, it was... I should say thank you, actually, because it's easy for me to take the mick out of you in situations, but yesterday you really, really were cool.
Thank you. So we both needed a suit yesterday. I think we can tell you more about why on tomorrow morning.
Well, that sounds like we're lawyering up or something. Well, sounds like we're in trouble.
Could be anything. Anyway, we needed to look smart, so we both went and got suits yesterday. And I know that you hate shopping, especially for clothes. As soon as we go shopping for clothes, Chris is like, it's almost not like claustrophobia, but you're like, oh, it's hot in here. Oh, where's the exit?
I hate it.
And there's too much choice, and that's what you don't like. Like, especially with smart clothes, you go in and you see like hundreds of different dress shirts and you're like, well, I don't know which one. But a nice man helped us, and you can do that in a load of shops now. They just give you a bit of guidance,
yeah.
Don't they?
I hate being in that situation. I hate being in a shop where I can't see the door.
Yeah, I know you do.
Because it just gets so difficult leaving, it feels.
But we look well smart, and it didn't take that long, and I think you'll find that was your least stressful shopping experience
yet. I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Ever.
So I just want to say thank you to you for
no worries.
Sorting that. Also, you're so calm.
Yeah,
you're,
yeah.
Like, It was incredible what you were doing in there. You were so calm.
I was taking pictures. I was like, yeah, that looks good. And as we went down the escalator, as we left, because it was on like floor two, we did a big high five to each other. We were like, yes, that is a productive day. Job done.
Yeah.
So then we went to celebrate, went around the corner, and the weather was kind of all right-ish. So we're like, oh, let's sit outside like we're on holiday. And got the menu. It's like lunchtime, wasn't it? And on the menu was Christmas turkey and all the trimmings. Mm. You might have seen this on my Instagram yesterday. Why is that on there?
It was odd. Oh, yeah. We weren't sure if... You know how you can have an all-day breakfast? Wasn't sure if it was just like an all-year Christmas dinner.
Yeah. So...
Worth ordering, though.
Right. So I was like, go on, order it. And I filmed it for Instagram. Ovs. And they were like, no, it's only at Christmas. Take off the menu then. Like, put a different menu out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they spelt turkey wrong.
Well, lazy.
No, that's
what I thought it was. I thought it was like a play on it. I thought it was like turkey.
Yeah, T-U-R-K-Y.
I don't know what the play on words would be there. People are texting in saying we're going to the royal wedding.
Well, you don't know. We'll tell you tomorrow
morning. We'll tell you tomorrow.
Yeah. But anyway, real nice day with
you.
Yeah,
amazing day. Look, thank you so much. And do you know what? At times, you can really annoy me.
I know.
And I know that's mutual.
Of course.
And vice versa. Uh-huh. But yesterday, we were really good together.
That's another reason I'm in a good mood today, I think. Yeah. I woke up and I was like,
yeah,
all is good with Chris.
Yeah, totally.
We had a really good day yesterday.
Yeah, bring on the show.
Also, if you've, like, I know this is pretty basic, but if you've woke up this morning and you're like, yeah, everything's good, and, like, something good has happened to start the day, like my free coffee this morning, like our shopping trip yesterday, let me know on 81199.
Let's be positive today, people.
Positive vibes. Tom in Cornwall says, okay, yeah, if I ever get a coffee free on the house, I ask myself, is it a fitty coffee or a pity coffee? It's true. Apparently, it's only if you're really fit or they feel sorry for you.
Scott Mills.
Good morning to Emily, who's finally decided on her outfit for her 19th birthday party tomorrow. I bet you've been laying out all the options on the bed.
Mm.
You don't do that.
No, I don't.
Some people spend hours. Someone just somehow paid £15 for a tank of fuel. I think it was a mistake, but just go with it.
But if legal, that's really, really good.
If you didn't run off, then that's amazing.
Mark in Sheffield, I'm off to Benidorm today on a stag do. Nothing can put me in a bad mood.
Today I'm handing in my dissertation. I was so nervous I wouldn't wake up for the 12 p.m. deadline. I purposely stayed up all night to make sure I'm up in time. But who cares? Because today, Charlotte in Essex says, I finally finished uni.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's lots of people happening today for that. My boyfriend came home last night and he works away in the week. And so I got to wake up to him next to him and have lovely chats over breakfast.
Aww.
This is all good. I love it.
Scott Mills.
Come on, everyone. Let's embrace summer. I know I do this every year, but we're on the brink, guys. I mean, I got the legs out. It was freezing on the way into Radio 1 this morning. I'm warming up now.
You've gone deep today, though. I worry you've gone a bit too over the top with it.
18 degrees later, actually. Sunny and pretty much everywhere in the UK.
You look a bit silly right now.
But... No, at the moment, I look silly. Come 10 o'clock, who's going to be laughing? Hmm? What do I always carry in my bag at this time of year?
Spray.
That's right. Just so I can get the smell of summer on my skin. So this is SBF 15. So... Oh, smell. Right, in a minute, that whole smell of summer is going to emanate through this entire studio.
And then we'll walk outside and it'll be raining.
Yeah, of course. It'll be a bit blowy. But
you've gone all in. What you've done, and if you're waking up deciding what to wear today, because you can't tell on the weather, if you want to copy Scott, he has gone all in.
Yeah,
he is expecting full summer today.
I got a flowery shirt, I've got like purple shorts on, and now I'm wearing sun cream. And it's 7:05 in the morning, but I just want it to be summer.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Scott. How are we this morning, buddy?
Oh, wow. Such positivity in the room. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. Christopher, how are you this morning as well?
I'm very good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. How's your suits? Are they DJs or are they just suits?
Well, okay, so we went suit shopping yesterday. Scott was a massive, massive help.
Thank
to
you.
His credit.
We've got a big event coming up quite
Can't
soon.
Say
Can't say what it is,
what?
But we needed suits. So, yeah, we went to suit up yesterday. And I've got to tell you...
Have you got bow ties or is it normal ties?
We can't say. But...
Okay, go on then.
I've got to say that, like, even though we got up at stupid o'clock yesterday morning and I looked ungroomed, by the time we put those suits on, we looked banging. We did.
Yeah.
Where are you today, Mark?
Sunny Aberdeen.
Is it sunny, though?
It's absolutely glorious. It is glorious.
And what do you do?
I'm an engineer. Yes. I look after ships up here.
Oh, awesome.
Hot job.
What are we dealing with here? Submarines?
No, the wrong side of the country. That's normally West Coast. I do East Coast, and they're surface vessels.
Yeah, you idiot. Everyone knows that.
Sorry.
Yeah, come on. Oh. Fast lane submarines.
All right, keep
up. You know
what,
Mark? You sound like you're having a really good day already. Feeling good?
I'm feeling good, yep. The weather is out. Feeling good.
Get some sun cream on you. It makes it feel like you're abroad and that.
Yeah, Mark, depends what it smells like. Yes, go on then.
I've got... He's my fave. Here's what I've got for you today. Swish, swish, swish. Another one in the basket. I would love to hear this.
That sounds like... Is that Katy Perry or is that Taylor Swift? Or is that the wrong answer for the wrong competition?
Oh, he's a joker.
It's Katy Perry.
I love this song.
Swish, swish.
Because you can hear the foxes in the background. You know?
It's like... No, I can't do the noise.
They were on again last night outside. Yeah. I think it's because the weather's on the turn. The fox is loving it.
Right.
Outside, 3 a.m.
Well, it's sunny later, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, they're probably loving it.
That's what I've got.
All right, Mark, you can have that. My choice today is this. I thought we could really have it, Mark. Got Mark's heavy breathing. I think he likes it. This is Pendulum. Propane Nightmares.
Okay, what are you going to do then?
Right, as I said to Josie, I'm a bit of a 60-40 man when it goes between you two. And today, Christopher, it's you.
Oh, yes, Mark.
Oh. One. Hello. We are BT Rose and Camille, a.k.a. Birthday Girls, a.k.a. the best people to throw a house party on a podcast.
Birthday Girls House Party. Woo!
It's not just a random house party. We've got
themes. Yeah. We've thought about it. We've done some minimal preparation for this.
Yeah. Are we inviting people?
We're having guests.
Not just anyone. It's James Acaster.
It's Woo! James Acaster.
He's outside. I'm going to go get him now.
Hello, Camille, how are you?
Draw some water.
What?
No.
All you need to do is search Kench, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Kench.
You had me at Kench.
One.
Absolute huge banger, Propane Nightmares, Pendulum on Radio 1.
So good, right? 7.20 in the morning, hearing that.
7.23, actually. People will be having to get places.
Mate, even better.
You have to do accurate time checks when you're on The Breakfast Show. That could mean that someone's missing an appointment.
So you don't go for like an ish?
No.
Whoa.
7.23
ish.
Right now, not ish. And this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. With Scott Mills. That sounded huge. Huge. But I really wanted my one on.
I know. And I can sort of sense where this is going to go.
Awesome. Well,
because you've been a little bit moany.
Thing is, as I said, I'm in such a good mood today. I don't want anything to put a dampener on that. Do you know what I mean?
Got ya.
And also I can do what I want because it's my name above the doors. The jingles confirm that.
BBC Radio 1 Scott Mills.
Oh, I wish you played the wrong one in.
Sorry, guys. Scott Mills. Someone's texted in. A celebrity did what in a cold London pond? It might have sounded like something different. Steve, what have you got for us first? Harry Styles.
Yeah, Harry Styles, musician, actor, and now he's going to be the exec producer, i.e. the big boss, on a sitcom in America. It's called Happy Together, and it is loosely based on his life.
Is
obviously.
He in it?
No, he's not in it, but he'll make it.
He's
so
the boss.
He's the boss, yeah. So it's about a married couple, and their life kind of gets uprooted when a young rock pop star moves in. Now, in real life, Harry Styles lived in a house with his mate Ben and Ben's wife, and it was originally going to be for about 2 weeks, but then this is like the first days of One Direction, but ended up being 20 months.
Ben Winston.
Ben Winston, yeah, who is...
He's the producer of James Corden's show.
Yes, he is, yeah.
and used to. I've worked with him before. He used to direct all the One Direction videos.
Yeah, he did. That's it. So they obviously have a history together, and Ben's going to produce this as well. It's going to be on TV in the autumn. It's going to star Damon Wayans Jr., who is in New Girl, and the young rock star is going to be an actor called Felix Mallard, who plays a guy called Ben Kirk in Neighbours for about the last 4 years.
Neighbours. Still on, everyone.
Years.
Still
it on. Is. He's in, been in 482 episodes of Neighbours.
When's
apparently.
It on?
It's on CBS in America in the autumn, so I assume it'll be like on E4 or ITV2 or something like that.
I think this could be the making of Harry Styles.
Happy together.
Finally.
I do.
His big breakthrough.
Look what happened to Jameela Jamil when she left the Radio 1 chart show.
Mm. Yeah, good same. Place. Same. Someone tweeted that Pink looked so old, she should be called Purple. Did you see this? Other day?
Rude.
Right, I know, right? So you don't mess with Pink. You're a big Pink fan, aren't you, Scott? You love her. Yeah, she's amazing. She called the person out. She said, there are a few people left in the world that choose to age naturally, and I've earned every minute of my 38 years. How are you looking, though? I shall call you Little Purple Troll.
Yes.
Which was amazing. And obviously, loads of people were like, you know, amen, and you're amazing. And
queen.
She's a queen, indeed. I'm on the mindset that it's a blessing to grow old. I pray I look older in 10 years, because that will mean I'm alive. And then someone said, oh, I hope you're going to be doing your acrobatics, you know, because she does all the things with the ropes in the stadium. And all
she'll
that
be
kind of
doing
stuff.
That till she's off.
Till she's like, yeah, till she's a very, very old
she's
lady.
She's the best. We love
her. So, you know. Finally, the random story. I said a dip in a cold London pond.
Yes. Oh, okay.
You know, so
as
having
in
a little
taking
swim.
A dip.
This is very random. Apparently, reportedly, allegedly, all the lees. In North London, there's these things called the Hampstead Ponds where people can go swimming.
Yeah, it's freezing.
Yeah, it's freezing. And it's not that glamorous.
Have you been swimming there, Scott?
I have. And today, because it'll be a sunny day in London, there'll be people there pretending that it's really warm and going for a dip in that pool, which is so cold.
Pretending that it's somewhere in the Mediterranean, but it's not at all. So this person writes on Twitter that she was there with a book and a towel near the designated area where you swim. She returns to dozens of people and a bodyguard next to her towel, looking her up and down, asking what's up. Then she writes, Kendall Jenner, you ruined the vibe. So what we think is Kendall Jenner was doing a photo shoot in Hampstead Ponds, basically one of the world's biggest models having a little dip in a stinky bit of water.
I love things like this.
Get in the pond.
This is really near my house.
Oh, is it?
Well, I don't.
This is the other day, like about 3 or 4 days ago.
No. I mean, it's not really near. It's quite a while, but it's
nowhere near.
It's North London. This is like when my mate on our friend's WhatsApp group said that they'd seen Taylor Swift in Waitrose right near my house.
She probably was.
Blew my mind. Well, does she go there?
Well, she was in a kebab shop in London for a video.
I've just seen that Rihanna went to TGI Fridays. No real.
Completely. Jay-Z was on the tube.
Oh, yeah, but that's just publicity stunt. Mm. I guess, though, sometimes Rihanna wants, people standing on chairs and singing Happy Birthday.
Is that where they sing Happy Birthday?
Yeah.
Or is that the Hanky and...
They do Happy Birthday a bit. But yeah, it's
a birthday song. It's not actual Happy Birthday, it's a birthday
song. You used
to
work in TGI?
I did, yeah. I used to have the braces and I used to wear a cowboy hat.
Oh, wow.
The signs were there, Steve. Scott Mills. Do you know the one thing I'd really hate in life is people that, like, brag about how many views and how many likes they have. Like, there's more to life, you know? And you know I'm not that kind of guy. Early this week on the show, we sat down two of the biggest stars in Hollywood, Ryan Reynolds and Josh Brolin, and we played a game of playground insults. So we sit them in a room. You would have seen this on your timeline. It's everywhere. And they just hurl kind of like really silly insults at each other, school style. This is how it sounded.
You smell so bad.
No.
I can hear it.
Do you know what? People are really liking it. But as I said, I can't be doing with those influencers. That
well, you're
like,
not one of those people.
Blah, 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 blah. So what I've done is I've got another voice to read out the views on this so far. But it's quite popular.
2,963,456.
It's right, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought the voice was underwhelming, to be honest. I was expecting something slightly more...
No, but it is good.
It's more dramatic.
It's good. You heard it earlier this week.
Okay, let's talk about the obvious thing. Green Lantern. End of career, and yet you're still going. Why? none of us can understand.
2,963,456.
Obviously, that's not me bragging because someone else is
saying it. Someone else doing it. I see what you mean.
But it is good.
Josh, what's your favorite color?
That's funny. Favorite color?
Mediocre?
2,963,456.
Does that mean
it's
I'm
good?
Now...
People are watching it. Like, people like it.
Does that mean I'm an influencer now?
Nah. I don't think so.
Why would you not want to be?
Well,
talking of influence, do you see, like, Kim Kardashian, probably the world's biggest influencer. Do you see that lollipop thing she put out on Instagram?
Yeah.
For the appetite suppressant lollipop. What are you doing? What a stupid thing to do. Get in the sea.
And that's just what you wanted to say on the issue.
I don't really want to be an influencer.
Are you thinking because we're getting millions of views on that video that suddenly makes you an influencer? Is that what you mean?
Also, I think if you call yourself an influencer, especially in your bio, everyone, then you're not.
Well, what you are is with those kind of numbers,
right?
The new Zoella.
Right.
Which I know would...
I don't know about that.
Well, that's what you're saying.
Apparently, someone was telling me in LA, they have some places hold influencer nights, like bars, where they invite the worst people on the planet all to be in one place at the same time, and they call it an influencer night.
Scott Mills. BBC Music presents
The Biggest Weekend.
Swansea!
Throwback Thursday coming in 12 minutes. Now, I want to try and get one of you to Singleton Park in Swansea for The Biggest Weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend. You could be in South Wales with us and Taylor Swift and Florence and the Machine, Ed Sheeran, Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello and so many more. Let's say good morning to Georgia. Hiya.
Hiya, morning.
You okay?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Yeah, you?
Very nervous.
I bet you are. Right, so how old are you, Georgia?
19.
And where do you live?
Bristol.
Okay, so just a quick hop across the water there.
Not too far away.
Exactly. Have you tried to go to Big Weekend before?
Yeah, we tried to go last year and couldn't get tickets, and then couldn't get tickets this year either, so I've been entering every single day. So
this is your chance.
Yeah, I'm so nervous.
If you could, like, obviously it's a dream lineup, but who would you most, like, three artists that you would pick?
Craig David, definitely. So excited about this one. Yeah. Taylor Swift. And Ed Sheeran.
Okay, so Craig is first on your list.
Yeah.
That's good, because this is what you're playing for today. A chance for Saturday and Sunday tickets and a chance to actually meet Craig David. What would you say?
I don't know. So I've never seen him before. We went to Boardmasters to see him last year and he didn't turn up, so... Yeah.
he will turn up.
Blimey, Craig.
We better.
All right, so here's what's going to happen.
I really want you to win.
So do I. Here we go. I'm going to play you a very short clip, Georgia.
Okay.
All you need to do is tell me the name of the artist, right?
Yep.
You're going to have 5 seconds to give me an answer. Just try and relax, because yesterday, I don't know whether you heard it, it all went horribly wrong because Amy panicked.
Okay.
Okay? If you give me a wrong answer or time out, you will lose the weekend tickets. If you give me the right answer, you'll be offered the chance to risk it all and play for the chance to meet Craig David, which means you'll be going to both Saturday and Sunday, and you'll meet Craig, your absolute favourite, right?
Okay.
Okay, please, Georgia, listen carefully, because I can play this only once. Who is this?
Bastille.
Is correct.
Come on.
Oh, okay. Right, so you're at the first step. Or you can quit there if you want. You've won a pair of tickets to the Saturday and Sunday of Biggest Weekend. So you're definitely going, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
But now I need to ask you that question, and it's fine if you don't want to, but do you want to risk those tickets for a chance to meet Craig David?
Oh, my God. I don't know what to do. That was so much harder than what I thought it was going to be. Oh, I don't think I can.
Really?
Oh, no, I can't risk it.
thing is, you have wanted to go for, like, well, last year, the year before.
Yeah, it's too much of a risk, I think. Oh, I don't know. No, I can't. I'm going to have to just take the tickets.
Well, that's a good decision.
Oh, Georgia, I think...
Thank you so much.
Do you know what? I think for you, that was totally right. That was all good.
Well done. You're coming to Big Weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We will see you there. Not this weekend, but next weekend. Who are you going to bring? Or have you not decided yet?
Yeah, my boyfriend. So I have to text him now and tell him. He'll be really excited.
Oh, I'm so pleased for you. You're so sweet. Well done.
Thank you.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
BBC Music presents
The Biggest Weekend.
One. This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Dan in Northumberland says, oh, I'm so pleased she took the tickets. I don't think I could have handled it if she lost. How nice was she? I know.
That's what's so sweet. So many of the messages we're getting are so supportive of her decision now.
Yeah.
They just want to see her go to Biggest Weekend.
Well done, Georgia. It's 8:26 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. You know, sometimes, and you will notice this, people try and make catchphrases happen. It happens on TV all the time. Some of them stick, some of them fall by the wayside.
It is a good idea, though.
And sometimes they're intentional, and sometimes, you know, they just happen by accident.
And they catch on, don't they?
Look at all the ones I've tried over the years.
Oh, and there's been many.
So many.
All right, treacle.
Yeah, all right.
It's only Blee Friday.
Let's not go through them.
What else is there?
Let's not go through them now. This is not about me.
There's more. There's definitely more.
Like Dermot on X Factor.
Feel sad and that's not right here!
With a little twirl there. That kind of caught on for a while.
I think that took a lot of goes.
Yeah. And then, obviously, throwing it back, but people still go...
I don't believe it!
It's great, because if you come up with a catchphrase, then people make shirts out of it and that, and you say... You get it shouted at you in the streets. It's a good idea.
I actually saw the guy that plays Victor Meldrew once having I don't believe it shouted at him in the street. He loved it.
Oh.
No, he didn't. And then, of course, you've got Paddy.
No likey, no lighty.
And then this famous one...
Garlic bread.
Yeah. There's money to be made off catchphrases because it reinforces the brand.
And who can forget
"Good morning, everybody"
from the previous DJ here, who used that a lot, and that kind of caught on mainly because of Greg James playing it all the time.
Good morning, everybody.
There was loads.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. It is a good one, though.
Now I've been listening. It is a good one because all you're saying is "Good morning," but I mean, it really caught on for a while. I've noticed, and don't think Molly King, if you're listening now, I've noticed that she is trying to subliminally make a catchphrase a thing.
Yeah.
And she's slipping in there, hoping that people don't notice. But I'm on to you, girl.
We've been talking about this privately, and I reckon... Well, I reckon she's been advised, Scott, to try slip in the catchphrase.
Do you?
Yeah, because it will establish her here, and everyone be like, oh, Molly, yeah, the one who does the catchphrase.
Right, okay. Because, you know, when you're new at Radio 1, you've got to try and make your mark.
Yeah.
Soon, you know? Sooner rather than later. And Matt and Molly are obviously doing our show in the afternoon at the moment. And there is something I noticed that she's slipping in all the time. And let me tell you, everyone, she's doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
And here is the...
This isn't an accident.
It's not. She hopes that we think it's an accident, but it's not. And the phrase is...
Oh, come on!
Now, at first, you might just think, oh, that's just her saying that. It's not. It's a catchphrase. She's doing it on purpose.
It happens all the time.
Oh, come on, Matt. Oh, come on.
It's all the time.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. So if you hear Molly say...
Oh, come on, Matt.
Or,
oh, come on.
Today on the show, then I want you to text in on 81199.
Just say, we know what you're up to.
I know exactly what she's up to. But I'm saying, let's get shirts made.
Yeah.
With it on. Let's
Before
help.
She does.
Right, well, let's help Molly, you know?
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Ali Plum.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
I'm going to be blunt here.
Okay.
Every week, I'll put up, more or less, an interview with someone famous about a movie, that sort of thing.
Well, and I mean, like, your repertoire is something else. So if you think about all the stuff you see online with Ali and the biggest film stars in the world, every single week, you smash it out.
And they like you as well. That's what I always find amazing. That's no offence to you. No. It's just film stars are often really difficult.
No, but
and then
they
whenever
all.
I see you talk to them, they're so cool with you.
You've had that for years. It's a respect thing. All the stars know you. Because you know your movies and they really like you.
I am blushing, thank you so much. But I bring it up because I really go to town. I make far too much effort and I do far too much research and I scramble for every single hit, every view I get.
But they're good interviews, Ali.
You're too kind. But after, what, every couple of months, you just walk in and just drop a bomb on everything I do with, what, 3 million in a day, 2 days with Playground Insults? I'm saying, well done. But I'm also saying...
I know. Hold on.
Soz.
Back off.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. I'm worried.
I need this.
Yeah, it's true.
don't take this from me.
Get out of my world.
We do just kind of bob up every now and again and be like, hiya. Oh, sorry, 3 million. So we had Ryan Reynolds and Josh Brolin from Deadpool 2 on Playground Insults, a simple game where we just put them in a dark room and tell them to insult each other, which is a bit different from, I guess, the other film interviews. Here's what has happened and why so many people are liking it.
You're so old, you make dust look like a baby.
I'm trying to process that right now. You're tall, you're handsome, you have the perfect amount of scruff, and you still have no talent.
Wow. You're gonna say that with a straight face to 1998's MTV Best Kiss nominee Ryan Reynolds? Go for it.
Okay, let's talk about the obvious thing. Green Lantern. End of career, and yet you're still going. Why? None of us can understand.
You're so bad in Goonies that when you come on screen, people don't drink. They punch themselves for 5 straight minutes.
I've never seen Green Lantern.
Neither have
so
I.
It's just from... You haven't either?
No, the editor didn't even see it.
But
Josh, what's your favorite color?
That's funny. Favorite color?
Mediocre?
I think it might be our best one yet, and the figures would suggest so.
That mediocre gag is actually a bit too good.
Yeah.
It's a bit too good.
Can we all just take a moment to appreciate Ryan Reynolds, please?
Very good-looking guy.
Very good-looking. Very
lovely man.
Charismatic. Mm. Like, he walks in the room, you're like, yeah, you're famous.
Like, we're all very good-looking here, let's just agree. Mm-hmm. Like, Chris, Scott, very good-looking.
Thank you.
But even us, honestly, he is a lovely glass of water. I mean, I was a little bit,
I've never
like
heard someone described as that before.
Breathless talking to him. You know when there's like half a second gap before you say hello? You go... Hello.
Yeah. No, he was awesome, and like genuinely such a nice guy.
I think it's the Canadian in him.
There's a few people, and only a few people like that we've been lucky enough to meet. I'm saying Will Smith.
Oh yeah.
Like bags of charisma, but also normally on these things there's a big crew of like sound people and cameraman, and he will go around and shake everyone's hand and go, "Hi, I'm Will." And that's great.
Yeah. Another one of them is Hugh Jackman.
Yes. Like, totally agree.
Obviously built. He's Wolverine. Mm. But he does the handshake and you believe it.
Yeah.
He must meet 100 of people like every day.
You feel like you're getting the personal touch and it's not just like another interview doing.
Yeah. Exactly. So those three. Will Smith.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes. Nice shout.
So good. Remember when we played that horrendous prank on you, Chris?
Yes.
And she was in on it. It's on YouTube.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
Another casual 4 million. Well done.
Thank you. I like that you're counting. You actually know. That's more than I know. What about least charismatic? Do we have those? Ooh. Are we going to say?
Are we giving an award for least charismatic film star?
I've got one, and I should say it because he could definitely take me in a fight. I mean, definitely. He's literally Superman. Henry Cavill does not like me.
Oh.
Like, at all.
And why is that? Why doesn't he like you?
I just
don't click.
We're going to find out when I interview him for Mission Impossible 5 or 6. I can't remember.
God. Is it awkward doing an interview with someone that you know doesn't like you?
Yep.
I can't think of where we've been in that situation, Scott, where we know we're speaking to someone who properly hates us.
Yeah, I can. Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yes, that's true.
He stared at the wall for the whole time.
Ah!
And then was like, goodbye, and took his headphones off and just walked out.
Oh, yeah, he was horrible.
Hated us. Also, and I don't think he's a bad guy, but I think it's just because he was super nervous. But when you see him, he's so funny in films. Also, another person that either looked down or stared at the wall and never looked at me, Owen Wilson.
No way!
Mm. Wow.
You've probably had a different experience.
Yeah, he was a bit looking at me.
Right, he was actually looking at you.
But he did keep saying, wow.
Well, there's a whole rival awards ceremony that we should do on this front at some point. Maybe we should consider it.
I'm into it. And to be a bit more like Nick Cage, maybe I should just be like,
and I've not personally experienced this, but we've all seen some Bruce Willis interviews.
Oh!
A friend of mine interviewed him, and he walked out of the loo, right, wearing nothing but a dressing gown, chest out.
Incredible.
It's weird.
Incredible.
And he kind of looks you up and down. This is what I've heard from someone that has interviewed him, and he's like, he'll decide within the first couple of seconds. It's like, you're either good or you're not any good at this job, and then he will treat you accordingly. Ah! Right, so you're with Greg later on.
Yes, I'll be reviewing Deadpool 2 at about 20 past 6. I'll give you all the details, and I won't give anything away, I promise.
Yeah, we did an interview with Ryan Reynolds, and we couldn't play it out, actually, because Chris gave away two massive plot spoilers during it.
That's so. Not the reason,
true.
That's a lie.
Lie.
Real.
Massive lie. Ali's overdramatic.
Ali's on tonight with Greg. 20 past 6 with a review of Deadpool 2.
Scott Mills.
Me and Chris want to put something out there. We were having a spot of lunch yesterday and we were like, why can't we do this? Because it would just be incredible. And let me know if you think this is a good idea. So you know that they have, and we're not putting ourselves in this league, but they have various famouses read out the bedtime story on CBBC, so like kids can enjoy it, but also the parents can enjoy it too. Most famously on the CBBC bedtime story, Tom Hardy.
Cloud spotting with a best friend is definitely more enjoyable, especially if your best friend is a dog.
And I spotted that you're not in bed yet. Quick, go on. Get yourself tucked up and I'll see you very soon for another bedtime story. Till then, night night.
You see something there for everyone. The kids feel reassured and go to bed, and the mums are like, and some dads are like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the Tom Hardy situation there is a slightly different one because, as you said, it's everyone. I should point out it's CBBS.
Oh, sorry.
Bedtime story as well.
It's the sexy goodbye.
Get yourself tucked up, and I'll see you very soon for another bedtime story.
Not to bed with you.
Night-night.
Right. Yep, see you in bed. And then Damian Lewis did the CBBS story as well.
Oh, hello, I'm Damian. Can you imagine having a crocodile as a friend? Well, there's someone in tonight's bedtime story who does.
I love this so much.
I know.
Right? And I'm so obsessed with these stories. Like, I genuinely think they're the sweetest thing. It's amazing seeing famous people reading stories that have the most incredible, like, imaginative storylines. I love it so much.
Oscar winner, Eddie Redmayne.
Hey there, I'm Eddie, and this is Big Len. Now, I know what you're thinking. Len doesn't look very big. In fact, he's a lot smaller than his friend, Little Barry. But being big or little isn't just about how you look, as we find out in tonight's story.
It's so good. Now, if anyone is listening at CBBS, I thought the best way to do this, to cut out the email chain and cut out all the paperwork, is just to say it on the radio. Please, CBBS, can me and Chris do the bedtime story? Because Mr. Jam has done it.
Mr. Jam's done it.
And it would just make our lives. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, they're going to, like, not take it seriously.
We're going to try and be funny.
Yeah, we're not going to try and be funny. We would do it straight down the line, but we would absolutely love to do this. And we're absolutely 100% serious. It would be an absolute dream.
They're so good.
They're so
good. And it is, yeah. Well, and also put it out there, would people like to hear us read the bedtime story?
And
I'll be well up for it. And you'd be up for it, right?
Well, of course, we'll read whatever you want, but please, I'm sounding like I'm begging it, but please, if there's any chance we can make this happen, please get in touch.
Radio Ian.
At BBC Music's biggest weekend.
Swansea, are you ready for it?
One!
Summer begins next weekend on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.